Friends, I invite you back to your seats. We're going to have our children's time.
All right, friends, y'all heard Pastor JJ. It is children's time, so come on up, get comfortable. All children of God, young children, old children, whomever you may be.
Cool.
Welcome. Good morning. Awesome, y'all. So Miss Heather is at the opera this weekend. Pretty cool stuff. Her son is singing in the opera. I think last time I filled in for Miss Heather when Brooks was singing in the opera, I demonstrated what opera singing was, and it didn't go super well. So we're not going to do that again. But I'm glad to be here. I'm Tyler. I'm filling in for Mrs. Heather. And I want to ask just a question for the general group to kick us off. Does anyone have something that they're really, really, really good at that they want to share? What is something that you're really good at? Here, I'll let you. We'll do this. We'll go into the mic like, kids say the darndest thing style.
What are you really good at?
Being lazy and sleeping.
All right. Really good at being lazy and sleeping. You must be related to my cat. Who else? Who else has something they're really, really good at they want to share? No one? Oh, okay. Levi's good at something. What are you good at?
Drawing.
Oh, nice. Really good at drawing. What do you like to draw?
Monsters.
Ooh, nice. Levi likes to draw monsters. Anyone else? One more person. What's something that you're really good at? What are your skills? What are your... Oh. Carson, you're good at something? Ooh, what's Carson good at?
You're really, say it again.
Not safe.
You were really good at eating milkshakes.
He's really good at eating milkshakes. Nice. Carson is also really good at being a friend, according to my son, who's friends with Carson. All right, one more. What are you really good at?
Arts and crafts.
Ooh, the dark arts and crafts. All right. So everyone has, even if you didn't share it right now, I bet all of you, if you think really deep down, you can think of something that you're really, really good at. And in church, we like to call those things gifts because we believe that each person is specially made by God and that those gifts that God gives us are meant for us to share with the world to make the world a better place. So sometimes if we're really good at being lazy and napping, that can be really helpful if we have somebody in our lives who's maybe overworking themselves. We can show them that rest is important, that even God rested, God wants us to rest. You know, good at drawing, we can draw art that brings people joy. And so I want to tell y'all just a tiny story. Last night, maybe like 5:30, 6 o'clock, we took our son Luca, who's 2.5, to the local park. And when we were over there, they have this big covered gazebo, and there was like a kid's birthday party going on. And they looked like they were having really good food. They were playing great music. Shout out Grupo Frontera. It was awesome. And then, we'd been there for maybe an hour, and like this whole host of children comes running out of the gazebo, like 14 kids, and they're all carrying these bags. And I don't know what cartoon characters, if any, these are. Does anybody recognize these people? AI slop. All right, so we don't know who these are. But they all come running out carrying these bags, and they run to the playground, and they're going up to all the children, all the other kids who weren't at the party, who don't know anyone, and they're saying, "Do you want this bag? Do you want a bag? Do you want a bag?" And, our son Luca doesn't know a ton of words, and so he just goes, "Okay." And they gave him this bag. And I thought it was so cool because this was a birthday party where not only did they have gifts for those who attended, but in their generosity, they made gifts for all of the other kids who would be at the park. And so that's an example of how you can use your gifts to make the world better. And so today, I've put a little bit of chocolate and candy in this bag. And when we pray and we leave, I'm going to give this bag to Miss Audie and Miss Amy, and they can decide when the appropriate time is for each of you to receive a piece of candy. And in doing so, this gift may make your life a little bit sweeter, just like we make the world sweeter when we share the gifts that God has given us. Pretty cool stuff, y'all. Oh, I have a suggestion that the best time to receive candy is right now, but I'll let you guys do what you will with that. All right, let's pray. If you'll bow your heads, put your hands together. Dear God, thank you for loving us. And thank you for creating us with special gifts to give to the world to make the world a better place. We love you, Lord. Amen.